Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, it is well known that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is a little threatened by the popularity of President Obama. So this week on live TV, he tried to show that he was just as good as our president at doing what?
Buying dogs.
No.
Playing basketball.
No, I'll give you a hint. He's devoted all of Iranian's nuclear processing plants instead to making RAID.
Oh, he tried to catch a fly.
He tried to swat a fly. Yeah. Right. Ahmadinejad went on live TV in Iran to talk about how his recent election was the cleanest, fairest, most free in the world, and he was interrupted by a large flying bug of some kind. And now we all know how Obama handled that fly in the White House interview. Kapow! So, Ahmadinejad lay in wait, perfectly still, talking, luring the bug into a false sense of security, then whack! But he missed. Another more desperate slap. No, bug's still fine, flying around, mocking him. So the Iranian president used a different tactic. He had the ruling mullahs of the country declare that despite what we all saw with our own eyes, the bug was really killed by a vast majority of Iranian voters. Paula, 2 months after being locked up in solitary confinement, officials in Afghanistan have released the nation's one and only what?
One and only plate spinner?
Nope. Plate spinner? Out of all the things in the world you picked up on, you picked plate spinner.
I love plate spinners, and there are very few of them.
That's true.
Particularly in that region.
Officials say they were instructed to release the prisoner by a friendly spider who communicated via her web.
Oh, right, it was their only pig.
Their only
and
pig.
And they were concerned about the swine flu.
Exactly
so they
right.
It up.
We
sure.
hear it. Wait.
And some theft.
Yeah, we reported on the banishment of Afghanistan's one and only pig back in the heyday of the swine flu panic. Well, we're happy to report that the pig, who goes by the name Pig, or Khanzir, which is Pashto for pig, is now free from his dreary concrete cell and back in his less dreary cage at the zoo. Still, this is great news to the many people petitioning for Pig or Khanzir's release, including the folks at PETA, the SPCA, and the mysterious man known only as Mohammed bin Jimmy Dean.
an elusive character, that Mohammed.
Yes, I know. Yes, let him out.
There are many links to him, but nobody's actually found him.
Terrible. Julia, Scotland Yard made news recently with a plan to mount video cameras in the helmets of his police officers. Now they're in trials across the UK. Some are reporting a problem with the helmet cams. What is it?
They get wet.
No, they don't get wet.
They get too hot.
They do, and then what happens?
They spark and electrocute them.
They burst into flames.
They burst into flames! Oh, my God!
The head of a London policeman's union revealed the problem earlier this week. He said, quote, "We're not against the helmet camera program, but a couple of them have caught fire, which isn't ideal."
A couple?
Yeah, which isn't ideal.
That's very English.
Then after the first one, they just thought, oh, it's just one.
It's a fluke.
The helmet cams are meant to provide a record of incidents between police and civilians. It turns out they have added benefits. They keep policemen's heads warm. And they quickly remove unsightly scalp hair. A spokesman for Scotland Yard disputed the report, said the helmets had merely emitted smoke, which led to reports of many British policemen acting out Benny Hill sketches.
It's just the stuff of classic old-timey English comedy, isn't it?
It really is.
Your head's on fire. Oh, you're not going to get me with that one. Come along.
Better stop filming me. Your head's going to burst into flames.
No, it won't.
It won't.